Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Worldwide protests are calling for an end to Israel's relentless strikes on Gaza, where its health ministry says more than 8,000 people have been killed so far. In Toronto,
as a Jew, I am absolutely heartbroken. It is devastating to see that this is being done in our name. It's never anti-Semitic to criticize Israel or to criticize war crimes.
On Face the Nation, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan addressed Israel's objective in the war after the Hamas invasion that started all this 3 weeks ago.
They have told us in broad terms that making sure that Hamas can never again threaten Israel in the way it threatened Israel before is their core strategic objective in this conflict.
Hamas is still holding more than 200 Israelis hostage. Further, U.S. military support for Israel is under discussion in Congress, where House Republicans have recently voted in Louisiana's Mike Johnson as the new Speaker of the House, replacing the ousted Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker Johnson said he'd like to split aid for Israel from aid for Ukraine, which puts immediate aid for Ukraine in a fragile position because there are dozens of Republicans who oppose it. He'd need a critical mass of Democrats to support it then, and bills with a critical mass of Democratic support is one reason why there's no Speaker Kevin McCarthy anymore.
That's correspondent Scott McFarlane. The frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination is facing questions about his eligibility. Opening statements are scheduled in the morning in a Colorado lawsuit that aims to prevent Donald Trump from being listed on the ballot for the state's Republican primary, citing the deadly Capitol attack by his supporters. Loyola Law Professor Laurie Levinson.
The 14th Amendment says that U.S. officials who take an oath to uphold the Constitution are disqualified from future holding of office if they've engaged in insurrection or given aid or comfort to insurrectionists.
Now that the United Auto Workers Union has reached tentative agreements with Ford and Stellantis, General Motors is the only member of the so-called Big Three automakers without a pending deal. Workers are currently striking at the company's biggest plant, that's in Arlington, Texas. Olivia Leach is with CBS News, Texas.
Despite the rain, cold, and wind, GM workers spent their Sunday on the front lines of the stand-up strike, a nationwide strike for better pay and benefits for workers at America's Big Three automakers.
We haven't had a raise in years.
Gloria Dennis Thomas has worked for GM for almost 40 years. She'd like to retire, but she just can't.
And people with 30 and 40 years, sure, they want to retire and go on out, but everything is so high.
Ford union workers will vote on that tentative deal in the coming weeks. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh,
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't. I
didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 24. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
WUK.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
As so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, October 27th. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane, my friend and colleague, live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. We got all kinds of things coming up today. We're going to have a busy show.
It is kind of a mixed bag, so it's going to be fun, though, you know?
Absolutely. We're going to have an update with Andy Gus from Grassroots Menominee Falls.
I'm really looking forward to this because I want to know what happened during that meeting.
There was a meeting of the Menominee Falls School District on Monday where parents spoke for and against the removal of certain books from schools. There were 33 titles that were removed. So Andy's going to join us coming up at 10:33 to give us an update with what happened at Monday night's meeting. We're going to have a little quiz right before the top of the hour, this hour.
Okay.
I came up with a list of 2023 politically inspired Halloween costumes, and I'm going to describe the costumes to you and Greg, and of course to you listening at home, and then you have to guess who it is.
Okay.
It's going to be easy.
Oh, sure. That's what you said the last time, the last quiz, and I failed miserably.
Well, we'll see how you do.
Okay.
But right. I won wonderfully.
Yes, I know.
You did win wonderfully.
There's that salt in that wound. Thanks.
In hour number two, we're going to talk about some of the most haunted places in Wisconsin, some of the most haunted places around the world.
Right,
as
right.
we head into Halloween weekend, I know at least in our neighborhood, they have trick-or-treat tonight. In Waukesha, it's actually going to be on Halloween next Tuesday.
Well, isn't that a nice idea? Mine's on.
You don't know.
I don't really know.
You better check
on
that.
I'm going to have to check it out, but I'll put money at Sunday. Usually it's Sunday afternoon from like 4 until 7.
What do you do when they ring the doorbell? Because you have a sign on your door that says don't ring the doorbell.
Well, to tell you the truth, I leave the door open so the screen is there so I can hear them coming up, and they'll, you know, and then I hear the trick or treat, and but you know, still Beauregard's not good with that. He's just not good at it, and
he's doing his job.
Well, he can cool his jets for just one afternoon, but you know, he's such a good dog. He just sounds vicious.
Scary. Yeah.
So
and he's a bigger boy. So,
right.
Sure.
So.
All right. That's all coming up. Right now, though, we're going to start off with this. And I saw this right away this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in an article from Alec Johnson. The headline reads, rumors say Waukesha North High School is closing. The Waukesha School District denies it.
Okay.
So apparently these rumors have been going around since the beginning of the summer, even before June, when the school board's finance and facilities committee met to talk about the district's middle and high school enrollment. Waukesha School District Communication Specialist Mary Jo King says, "We don't know who or why these rumors started. North is not closing, and there haven't been any additional conversations around it."
Wasn't it kind of like presented after they decided to consolidate a couple of...
the middle schools.
Right.
They closed Whittier Elementary and merged it with Hadfield Elementary.
Right.
That was in March of 2022. And then in September of 2022, the district sold off a couple of buildings to Carroll University.
Okay.
And there is an issue with enrollment because enrollments across the country is down for schools.
But we're not having the family sizes that we used to have.
It's like too expensive.
Right. No. Trust me.
Yeah.
I only had two children. My mom and dad, I'm one of four. So, you know, and I know a lot of people that have opted just for one.
Yeah.
So it's just a natural progression that the enrollment is going to go down.
Yeah, for sure. Again, according to this article in today's JS Online, Waukesha School District's total high school enrollment overall is down from a little over 3,600 in 2017-18 to 3,300 for 2022-2023.
Okay.
And that is projected, the enrollment projected to continue going down through 2030. Two of the district's three high schools, Waukesha North and Waukesha South, also showed declines. Waukesha North down from 1,172 students 2017-18 down to 1,015 students.
Okay.
Waukesha South down from 937 to 890. Waukesha West a little bit higher. They actually went from 1,175 in 2017-18 to 1,195 in 2022-23. And at least in this article, it notes that maybe one of the reasons why West is attracting more families is because there's been more building going on that side of the city.
Okay.
Yeah, that area of Waukesha, that's actually around the area I grew up in. And
did you go to North?
No, I went to Catholic Memorial. Okay. I would have went to North, but then once West was built, I would have been districted into West. But where I grew up along Sunset here in Waukesha, it used to be a soccer field and a big warehouse, and now it is literally like 100 stores, like a Target, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow.
It's a little off-putting when you drive past it because it doesn't look like what you were used to when you were growing up, but that area has blown up over the past 15 years.
So that would explain the enrollment.
Oh, yeah.
The enrollment numbers. Again, this article in today's journal, Sentinel, the high schools are not at the level where Whittier and Hadfield and the elementary schools were when they decided to combine those two.
Okay.
The two schools were only running at 42% of capacity. We have a gap of 944 kids at the high school level in terms of capacity. But it just sounds like they're trying to reassure folks that North, at least right now, there are not plans to close North High School here in Waukesha. Don't panic.
Let's not panic quite yet, you know. But I understand that, you know, if like in my neck of the woods, if the high school, because my kids went to Homestead.
Right.
And if that's the only game in town, actually. So if all of a sudden the rumor mill had started, I'd be like, holy
crap. Now
what
are we going to do?
Where am I going to send the kids?
Right. And you're going to panic. And yeah, so don't panic. Again, at least as of today, they are saying they are not closing.
Do they give any breakdown as to the ages? Like, is it one particular, are they seeing attrition in one particular age group? Like, the freshmen or the sophomores, or it doesn't say.
It's not broken down to that level, but it's just overall enrollments just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't just a Waukesha problem. It's a statewide problem. It's a nationwide problem.
Yeah.
Because fewer people are having lots of kids. Like you said, I'm the last of six.
Right.
And I just don't think that there are that many families anymore that have that many children.
I know one person that has five. And he's probably, I think he's Liz's age, right around 34.
Really?
Yeah, he's got five, which I thought was very interesting, but it was a blended family.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a blended family. So I don't know, outside of that situation, nobody for me, had any more than two.
Yeah.
Really? Nobody had more than two. And, like, I mean, even when you cross over into college, you know, what I spent for my kids for college education was just obscene.
then think about what it is now.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I remember going to, and it's no slight, because Alex went to MSOE, so he picked a private college, but he had a job when he got out. But when we went to another college that's downtown, and this kid was walking out in the front and couldn't give us the orientation, and I was sitting next to this dad who had his daughter, and this kid stands up in front of all of us, and he goes, we'd like you to plan for 45. And I went, I turned to this guy, and I go, 1,000?
Oh, Carol.
A year? And he kind of looked at me, and I go, usually I get a cocktail before that happens to me.
When I went to CMH, I know for a fact it was like a grand to go there a year. This is back in the 90s, $1,000. They actually had a deal. I think if you had four kids, your fifth kid was free.
That's hilarious.
But
that is.
Now CMH's tuition is more than most UW state schools.
Oh, I don't
double
doubt
on,
it.
Double on some of them.
I don't doubt it.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in with us. Our friend Greg from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Jane. Hey, Carol. So one of two in my family that went to Waukesha North, I graduated in 96, so that's showing my age a little bit. But if there's one school, and I don't want to, you know, I've always said don't contribute to the rumor mill. I was signed up to go to West. Now, I was signed up to go to West because I'm totally blind. But then West, North is actually my home school.
Okay.
But the reason they wanted me to go to West because they thought it was going to be more disability accessible, but West had been under construction for the first few years that I had went to high school. So I had went to North, and I'm glad that I went to North. I just want to say, you know, there are some other factors at play here too, though, like the sports conferences. You know, I think some of the Waukesha teams are merging, like Waukesha South didn't even have enough players
to field the team. Yeah.
To field a team this year. So, like, something has to be done. And if there's one high school to go, I'm sad to say, as a North alum, North is kind of, I mean, they've done a lot of renovations, but that might be the one that, you know, ends up going. But
we'll have to wait and see what happens, Greg, because, again, right now the school administrators say everything's fine. Don't panic. North isn't closing. Again, that's according to an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you so much for calling, Greg, and always thank you so much for listening. And Dave from the Shaw is on the line. Dave, we only got about a minute and a half. What do you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say I had a meeting with the superintendent of Waukesha Schools about a year ago, and this rumor has been going on for well more than just this summer, even before last year. And he had told me that that all options were on the table as far as closing. So I don't necessarily believe what's reported in the news. I think if they want to close the school, it'll be North. But I think this is more indicative of the sign of the times of public schools closing.
Thank you so much, Dave. We really appreciate it. We're coming up against the break. I hope you can stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. We have Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane with me in studio in downtown Waukesha, and you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you ever want to call and or text in. Big game tomorrow.
Yes.
For our Badgers. It's a night game too, and it's going to be on it's going to be on NBC.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a big
fancy
deal.
I know. Under the big lights, hosting number three, Ohio State. Ohio State has won 5 league titles since 2014. We will see what happens. And it's also, I guess what jumped out at me was, it's also Halloween weekend in Madison.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Okay. Yes.
It's going to be crazy.
Pure chaos.
Did you ever do State Street for Halloween?
Yes, I did.
I had a feeling you did.
I was going to say I'm self-incriminating myself, but yeah, that was, I mean, we were so irresponsible, but this was like 1976, 1977.
Oh, wow.
That's when
were you a freshman in college?
Yes, I was a freshman and a sophomore in college.
Okay.
Because I was really young when I was 17 when I started there.
All right.
The one year, I don't know what I was thinking. You know, everybody's in the sexy witch or the sexy this or whatever. And I took a balloon and I made this huge paper mache head. And I had, I know.
Go ahead. Continue. I'm just trying.
I'm already loving this.
I'm trying to get the visual in my head.
I took wire and I made big mouse ears.
Okay.
So I painted my face like a mouse. And then I took a sheet and made like this big. And then this tail, and I had white gloves, and
wow.
So yeah, I was going all in.
Creative.
I'm impressed.
Well, I looked ridiculous.
That's the
and
whole
the thing
point.
Is the whole thing was, I remember trying to get into like a bar, and they were crammed, and I'm like, I'm banging this head into everybody, and it's just like, this is so silly. But yeah, that's the one I really remember, but. State Street on Halloween. You did it, right?
Yeah, we did. And I was in my 20s, so I have no excuse. I can't blame it on youth. Yeah, we went from Milwaukee to Madison.
It's a destination, for sure.
It is a destination. And we did spend the night somewhere.
Someone's yard?
Some car somewhere,
oh my God.
I think. But I just remember what we... Because he dressed, my good friend Leno, dressed up as the Pope, and I dressed up as a devil.
Oh,
and
okay.
So that was our
typecasting.
Yeah, it seems on brand.
Typecasting.
But I love that you avoided the whole because I hate the whole sexy everything.
Yeah,
sexy witch, sexy kitten, sexy mouse, sexy,
whatever.
My friend in Chicago called me once. She goes, "I found the winner of all of those things," and I said, "What did you see?" She goes, "I saw a woman dressed as a sexy potato."
How do you sex up a spud?
I don't know, but hey, that's funny.
That starch. It's hot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, baby.
Maybe like a sexy Mrs. Potato Head I could see.
Nope, just like a big potato.
Okay.
In all its potato-ness.
Yes, yes.
Well, I wish them well. The Buckeyes have always been tough.
This is going to be tough.
And I think, aren't the Buckeyes their favorite, aren't they? I think they might be.
Yeah, I believe they're.
And the Badgers, they've got to play like they did last week if they want to make any headway whatsoever. That's just a hands down fact.
Is it about winning or is it about not just getting crushed? Like if they walk away, if the score is like 27-24, is Wisconsin gonna be like, well, it could have been worse.
Can always be worse.
It can always be worse. But I think the mindset is when you bleed red and white. I think that's Ohio State too. They're red and white, so it's going to be red and white everywhere. But the thing is, when you bleed red and white for Madison, you want to win.
Yeah, of course.
That's it. It's not about, you know, if we were crushed or whatever. You want to win.
No matter how you get there.
Versus right. UW-Milwaukee, we don't so much bleed black and yellow. We just, it's like a paper cut. And we're like, oh, we had a basketball team? I had no idea.
Oh.
No idea.
Oh.
I mean, UW-Madison has no problem telling us Panthers that we are not the Badgers at any chance they get.
That's true.
Well, there is
some disdain, I feel.
Well, it's almost like we don't care about it. Like you're like, oh, we're the Badgers. I'm like, that's great. My schooling is just as cool as you.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. But one thing that I would say the Badgers come in second to, I'd have to go with the Whitewater Warhawks because they've brought home so many championships, and that's in all sports.
Oh, wow.
That's in all sports. Now, it's a different division,
yes,
for sure. But the fact of the matter is that brought it and they've won it, and they can hold that over the Badgers' head and go,
hello.
Hello. Hello?
Sorry, I can't hear you from all of this trophy.
Yeah, exactly.
Trophies are so loud.
Exactly. All these trophies. But I would say that they come in second to somebody like the Warhawks. But it's going to be nuts.
It is going to be nuts.
Wait till you see the costumes at the game.
Oh, I bet.
You know, people will come dressed up to go to the game, and then they'll hit the bars down after they're done.
That sounds like madness.
It really does sound like madness. So prepare yourselves. And I guess the one thing, too, because it's going to be cooling off considerably
today,
as the day goes on today. So tomorrow night, it's going to be chilly. So make sure you're wearing a nice, warm something over your sexy kitten outfit.
Because
otherwise, you're going to freeze.
Never happen.
That's always such a buzzkill, isn't it?
I know.
Especially when were a kid. You're all dressed up and you're so excited and your mom's wrapping you up in your winter coat and a scarf. It's like, well, what's the point?
No one can tell I'm a princess now.
No, exactly.
I know.
Well, exactly.
Speaking of Halloween costumes, coming up at 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, I have a 2023 politically inspired Halloween costume quiz.
I can't wait for
this.
And
you can play along at home. I will describe the costume and then you have to tell me who it is.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty.
Okay.
It's a sexy potato congressperson.
Yeah.
Who do we know from Idaho? Yeah.
Oh, I wish I knew an Idahoan.
And coming up shortly, Andy Gus is going to be joining us from Grassroots Menominee Falls. There was a big school board meeting on Monday night with parents both pro and con on the removal of 33 books from the school. So Andy's going to give us an update on what happens with that. I hope you can stick around for that next hour at 10:33 on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller will be joining us. It's a Halloween-y kind of season, so we're going to talk about scary movies, old and new.
I love it.
And which ones stand the test of time, and I know you like scary movies.
I'm checking out on this one.
Scary movies.
All right, well, that's all coming up. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 24. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
To As Goes Wisconsin, 10:34. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder, if you are missing Kristen, and we're all missing Kristen, she is with us every Wednesday
at
10:33.
Okay.
And so we do a little check-in with her and a little check-in with the baby, little Frankie Lou, who just turned a month old yesterday.
She probably really appreciates that because I've been a mom, and I still am. It's not like I'm dead. But you know, when you are home alone with an infant, You need some interaction with an adult.
Someone
Let's put
who
it
can
that
speak
way.
To you, right? Someone right. who can respond.
Right, yep. exactly.
So make sure you join us on Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 10:30 until Kristen comes back from maternity leave. We talked about this last week, and I'm so glad to have our guest back. Andy Guss is with Grassroots Menominee Falls. Good morning, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me back again.
Absolutely. We had you on when it was first announced, the 33 books that had been pulled from some classrooms or at least banned from certain ages of students.
Right.
33 different titles. But on Monday night, there was a school board meeting, Andy, and I assume you were there. And we had parents speaking both for and against this removal of these books. How did you think the evening went?
I thought the evening, it was a packed house. At Village Hall, there was over 40 speakers, public speakers that spoke during open comment. There was a lot more. There was about 30 in favor of, as in keeping the books on the shelves, compared to 10 that were supporting the book ban. And so it was. I think it was a good opportunity for the community, the school board, to hear what. The community, what people thought and what their opinions were on the potential book bans and what it meant for students moving forward.
Was there at least an air of civility with the speakers, or did things get a little heated? Or tell me, read the room.
You know, it was interesting to start. It was definitely a mixture of people in that room, but everyone remained civil. The only time that it really exciting is when the school board president, we typically have open comment and the period length is 3 minutes. So everybody prepared for a 3-minute speech during open comment, and they motioned it to move it from 3 minutes to 2 minutes with no announcement. They just did it right in the middle of the meeting. So everybody was, you know,
scrambling,
you know, I cut out some material that I had planned to just to make sure that I could cover within 2 minutes. So that definitely brought up some uproar, and the school board president did threaten to cancel the public comment, which would have really, that's the only reason we all were there, because it wasn't on the docket for discussion that evening.
Oh, that would have gone over really well.
Yeah, that would have been awful. But I, you know what, I kind of understand, because You know how it's human nature, Andy. You go up there and you're expecting to do three, and all of a sudden you got the Jamoke before you goes on for seven. You know, it's just you have to kind of rein it in a little bit.
But I don't think it's fair that they dropped this on them in the middle of this and said, oh, by the way, for the rest of you, now you have to go down to 2 minutes.
No, you have to keep it standard. If you said three to begin with, you got to keep it at three.
You got to keep it at three.
You want for the next meeting, you want two, make it two.
But I'm really happy to hear that for the most part, Andy, that it was civil and, you know, people weren't threatening each other or shouting at each other. That's at least a small move in the right direction.
Right. I thought it went well. Everyone got to speak. Like I said, there was over 40 speakers. Everyone listened to everyone, you know, I wouldn't say that there was no clapping allowed, but we brought signs that would say I agree or clap. So it was, you know, and there was tons of spirit fingers in the background, shall you say.
Okay.
As people came back.
Okay. Give me kind of a Cliff Notes version of what you heard, pro and con.
Sure. So, I mean, really the con was they got up there and started reading passages of the books. So when they were reading passages of the books, they were just reading those small clippets and not getting the whole context of the book, except one person did go a little bit too far and told us the context of what was happening in the book. So that was kind of funny. But they went up there, you know, in the con, and then the pro was really about, you know, about how it affects the students, really the community, and what it means to be represented by these books and these characters and in the stories.
And it's from what I understand, Andy, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of this is about, I mean, a lot of it, most of it's about sex and sexual content. Is that accurate?
I would say that's inaccurate. Yep, absolutely. And a lot of the authors, are women authors, and so that's also something of our focus as well.
So you're saying that a lot of these authors are female authors who are writing about sex.
Correct.
Okay. See, some of the books that were on the list, I'm not familiar with, you know. I mean, I'll just be perfectly honest with you. I would have to, go and investigate and read them. But I agree with you in the fact that you can't take you can't cherry pick. You can't do that kind of stuff.
It's real easy to craft an argument over cherry picked information.
Right, you're going to pick the most salacious part of the whole book, and that you're negating the whole book by just one little passage. That's when you step in as a parent or a teacher, and you go, "Let's discuss this passage."
Absolutely, no, I completely agree. And even at the meeting, there was a pastor that was passing out Bible. Phrases. And he said, look, if you take these out of phrases, look how bad these look. If you take these out of context,
wow,
look at how these look. Are you going to ban the Bible next? I mean, that was really it was an interesting argument, and he had about 10 different examples of how the Bible did it. It all matters about how you read it in the context, and if there's the passage in the book, and that's when you have to sit down as a parent and parent your kid.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Like Carol said, and you sit down and say, let's talk about this chapter, or let's talk about, these next couple of paragraphs. Andy Guss is our guest. He's with Grassroots Menominee Falls and was at the meeting on Monday night when they were discussing the 33 books that have been banned or banned from certain age groups. Andy, the last time that we talked to you, you had mentioned that it seemed like there were issues with the process and how the process played out. Was that addressed at all?
Yes, the village board, the school board president Nina Christensen did come out, and also the superintendent with two different statements, kind of relating back to policy their policy statement with 365, but we find that there's still, the policy clearly states that it only covers removal when there's no longer used or needed. So there's still some policy questions and some discrepancies even in between their statements.
Okay, how was that received? Was that okay with most of the people?
I don't think it went over as well as they thought, because I think with between the two statements and looking at the policies and how they read. I don't think a lot of people agreed with what the district came out with.
Okay, so what's the end game now here? Where are we going from here?
So really what we're waiting for is, for our next steps, is we're waiting to really fill in the blanks from what we know with open record requests. Now, we have 12 open record requests currently open with the school district that have been unfulfilled. Now, some of these open record requests are dated over 60 days old. So we have been working with the district to get these. We've been trying to set up dates on when we can receive these open record requests, but they've been really non-responsive. And that only tells me one thing, that there's something there that we're asking for that they're getting more information on, and we're just patiently waiting for these open record requests so that we can move forward in the next direction.
It certainly doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, because you would think if everything is good, here's everything you asked for, there should be no problem. And if they're going to continue to delaying, again, that has to make everybody kind of wonder what's going on there.
Right, absolutely. I mean, that's what we're wondering is if you're going to say that you guys did the right thing in your statements, then we're just looking for the open record requests that show that.
Right.
And we think that those should be turned over in a timely manner. And most of those were requested last week and some this week. And we're still waiting.
See, there's the rub right there. They're going to extend and extend and extend. And at some point in time, there's somebody sitting in a room that goes, oh, if we stall them long enough, they'll forget about it. And that's not going to be the case at all.
Absolutely not. We will not. We will not rest until we have those open record requests.
Yeah, there's way too much engagement now, which I'm really happy to see, Andy, and that must make you happy as well, and other parents within the district. I am delighted to see people engaged like this and taking time out of their busy lives to show up in a meeting like this.
Right. Good point.
Because when we don't do that is when things go awry, when no one is watching and no one is getting involved. If you're just joining us, Andy Gus is our guest from Grassroots Menominee Falls, talking about the 33 books that have either been removed or moved to a different section in Menominee Falls. And among some of these 33 books, they're classics. Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, Gregory Maguire's Wicked, and Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. Also, The Kite Runner that we've talked about before, which is a wonderful, wonderful book. So have they announced any other meetings on this, Andy? Or are they just, like Carol said, are they just kind of hoping, oh, these people are all going to get tired and it's going to be Christmas soon and they'll go away?
I'm guessing that that's the assumption, is that they will delay the open record requests, and they'll think that their statements are good enough. But we're going to keep pressing the issue, making sure that they're following the due process, because we still don't feel the statements that they provided were very not what we were looking for. And so we're going to be continuing with the open record requests and finding the due process to make sure that they did follow the policies. And if they didn't, we're going to find them accountable.
So at this particular juncture, are the books gone or are they still in the library until some decision is made?
You know, that's a great question. There was a post. I saw a picture of the books on a cart because they were being sent off, and actually the person, the library, who's actually a substitute in our district, who was asked to gather all of these books, the librarian gathered the books, put them on a cart, and at that same day quit the job.
Oh my.
Yeah. So we've already had one person leave the district because of this, a librarian. And so I don't know where those books are. I do know that a reporter last week told me that they went to the dumpsters to go check them out, but they did not see them there.
I feel so badly for our librarians and our teachers and our healthcare workers and just all these people that are critically important to our society and just now are getting unbelievable amounts of crap.
Hammered? They're just getting hammered.
They're just getting hammered. Yeah. And it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that that librarian had felt she had to quit because of this. And it also reinforces, Andy, and good for you for filing FOIAs, just how important that is. That Freedom of Information Act, that's critically important to sustaining our democracy.
Absolutely, because like you said, if nobody goes to this meeting, like if nobody was there, they can do whatever they could run in darkness. They don't have to say anything. It's not public. It's not recorded. It's not public comment. And they continue to talk about these new policies that really, at the end of the day, hurt our teachers, hurt our students, and hurt the community.
Andy, if we've got only about 30 seconds left, where can people go to find out more?
They can visit our Facebook page, Grassroots Menominee Falls area.
Okay, great.
Andy Gus has been our guest. Thank you so much, Andy. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you again.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. Okay.
Friday morning. Thank you for joining us today on As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Greg is on the board. Carol Kane with me in the studio in downtown Waukesha. And we always love to hear from you, too, at 844-967-2789. We're going to have a little quiz.
Okay.
And you can play along at home. And it's not who says it first. I just want to see who your guesses are.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to describe the costume, and you have to tell me the politically involved person that this is about.
Okay.
Are we ready, Greg and Carol?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's the costume. These are so easy. It's a bow tie, a little white wig, glasses, and an oversized gavel.
I can't remember his name, but the form, it's the Senate, it's the Speaker pro tem.
You're right.
Patrick McHenry. So I'm going to go ahead.
That's a guy. I knew. I remember seeing him, but, you know, this is the.
They're so interchangeable at this point.
Yeah.
So,
well, but he will always be gavel boy to me.
Well, he's the bow tie boy.
He's the. No, but do you remember when he smacked that gavel when they tossed Kevin McCarthy out?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to hurt himself.
Yeah.
The man either has a lot of anger issues or this was just a really good way for him to channel his energy.
Why not both?
Could be both.
Yeah.
Could be both. All right. Well done, Greg Bach. Here we go. Number two, 2023 politically inspired Halloween costumes. Jacket with a congressional logo, pockets stuffed full of cash, and a couple of gold bars.
Yeah, the Democrat. What the hell's his name? See, this is where I'm going to fall down because I can't.
It's Menendez.
Yep.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, of course, facing numerous charges for allegedly working as a foreign agent on behalf of Egypt.
Egypt, right. See, I know all the little incidentals.
You're doing good.
Yeah, it's great. Carol, you're doing great.
Okay.
No, it's not a big thing.
Yeah. It's fun.
Game.
You have no idea how competitive, though, I am.
I can tell you're like basically gripping the size of that chair off.
Man alive.
Take a breath.
So competitive.
Take a breath. Okay, this is one of my favorite ones. A gold dress that's too tight, a push-up bra that's too small, and a vape pen.
Oh, that is...
Marjorie?
Nope, that is Western Colorado Representative Lauren Bingo Boebert.
There you go. Lauren Betelgeuse Boebert. Of course.
Okay.
Now she's famous for a little gropey session with the guy she was on a first date with.
Hey.
Beetlejuice the musical. Not that I'm being judgy or anything.
We're not here to shame people. They can have their fun whenever they want, that they're adults, but at Beetlejuice.
Who knew there were infrared cameras?
Yeah.
Nowadays. In the good old days, you could just do it in the dark at a children's theater program and no one would know.
Oh, now you made it weird.
All right. 2023 politically inspired Halloween costumes. A crown made of popcorn and a scepter that looks like a stick of Wisconsin butter.
I mean, that's the one and only. Carol, do you know who that is?
Yeah, the guy that got into the argument.
No, you're thinking of Derek Van Orden.
Yes.
Cheese
King.
Cheese King.
He is the Cheese King.
We're talking about current Speaker Assembly.
Owns a popcorn business.
Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss.
Oh, okay.
Ding, ding for me.
Crown of popcorn, scepter looks like a stick of butter. Okay.
Zero sense of humor.
He's a chuckle meister deep inside. I know it.
I am terrible with names, you guys.
That's all right. Two more to go.
All right.
A black robe with patches that have the names of your biggest donors on them.
Well, it's obviously Supreme Court.
It's all of the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
It's all of the Supreme Court justices. I am so annoyed by the Democratic Supremes who also sided with the Republicans and said, ethic oversight, schmethic oversight. We're fine. We police ourselves.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
I'm telling
that
you.
That annoys me beyond measure.
I completely agree with that.
It really does. And with every day, it just seems like we learn more and more about all the special perks these little justices get.
Mm-hmm.
$267,000 loans to buy an RV that just kind of disappear.
I'm telling you, it's once again, what do I always say? Washington corrupts, and I don't care what position you are in Washington. Washington, D.C. corrupts everybody.
I still think we should require that the justices wear patches like a NASCAR driver with their biggest sponsors.
And I'm, you know what? I have a problem with this that, hey, you're in it for life, dude.
Oh, yeah. In it for life with no oversight, and it's almost impossible to...
What could go wrong?
Yeah,
what could go wrong? That's perfect. All right. Last one. The 2023 politically inspired Halloween costumes. You really don't have to guess. Dress as yourself and say you're really GOP Representative George Santos in disguise.
GOP Representative George Santos?
George Santos.
George Santos, the guy who's lied about everything.
Right, right.
His entire resume. His family. His jobs.
Even though we got that correct. Because George Santos.
However, a little update on some George Santos news. There is a bunch of New York Republicans who filed to oust him. Right, Greg Buck?
Yes. Yeah, it seems like there could be expulsion hearings next week.
I got to be honest with you, though, you guys. I have to admire that he keeps swinging at it. You know, I mean, it's just like he's walking around. It's like, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. It's just one of those, la, 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 leave me alone, nothing to see over here. Oh, go look over there. And it's just the fact that he just keeps swinging at it makes me laugh.
Embrace the lie. Embrace the lies.
Yeah.
You know what you need?
He embraces them all.
You need a timeout. You need to go and sit in the corner and turn towards the wall and just shut up for a little bit.
House of Representatives, Mother at Large, Carol Kane, call her in. She'll straighten him out. I'm telling you.
If I didn't accept it from my children, why should I accept it from you guys?
And I pay your salary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You answer to us.
My daughter said to me once, I said, did you know who the authority figure was when you were growing up? She goes, oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God, Mom.
It was you.
Well, of course it was.
Right.
Because I paid her salary.
We are coming up to the top of the hour news. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to be talking about some of the creepiest, most haunted places, not only in Wisconsin, but around the world.
Yeah.
You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you
get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.